Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Good afternoon and welcome to Homeschool Roundtable on Family Life. I'm your host, news anchor Sarah Harnish. With me today is Derek Slack, who's a father to four homeschool children, and I'll let him tell you a little bit about his background, but I just want to give you a really warm welcome. Thank you, Derek, for being on.
You're welcome. My wife and I were chapter leaders of Leah for 10 years, and we have homeschooled all four of our children. One has graduated college, two are in college, and one is a senior.
Talk to me a little bit about the election. This is election week, and there's 10,000 questions I could ask you about homeschooling, being a veteran homeschooler. But what I want to talk to you about for just a couple of minutes is getting your kids involved in the election, because it is more important than ever to make sure that your children understand how to cast a vote, why to cast a vote. What are some of the things that you and your wife, Kim, do to make sure that that's instilled in your kids, that when they turn 18, it's the first thing they want to do is go get their I voted sticker?
And that's funny. It really is the first thing they think about, more so than when they went for their licenses. It was something that we instilled at a very young age, that we get to vote, not that we have to vote. So it was a kind of a big distinction in our house. It wasn't just a semantic play on words. It was something that we got to do, and we would take them at a young age. They would see what we did and how it was, and it wasn't a scary thing, or it was something that we always did. Whether it was a presidential election every 4 years or all the other 3 years, we always went and we always did it and we always talked about it.
And I love to paint a background of you and your wife, because you guys are just amazing servants. You're always popping and volunteering and giving of your time really generously. And that's hard. And one of the things I hear from homeschool parents is, well, I'm trying to work a job, or they're trying to virtual school, and we've got so much on our plate and it's really hard to get them involved. And I'm trying to instill this in them, but I really just don't have the time to do that. So you're saying part of it is language, part of it is action and walking through the steps of just bringing them into the polling center, having them standing next to you. They'll let you bring your kids into the voting area. Can't bring adults in with you, but children can go in and they can watch you cast your vote. They can put the little paper into right. the voting machines for you. I know we've done that with our kids. They get to put the paper into the machine that counts it, and it's kind of exciting. Sometimes they've even given them their own stickers. We've taken photos, you know, coming outside of the polling center. So I love your idea of involving them in that process and showing them it's not a scary thing, but it is so important that your voice is heard. Outside of just bringing them with you into the polling center, are there some things that you do at home? Any curriculum that you use or books that you like to read?
It's certainly been something that, as we're doing stuff in history, my wife certainly has been very intentional about why we vote. And for us, I think it comes down to that it's a right, that it's a privilege, and that it's a responsibility. And those are three different things. There's a lot of things that we do that aren't all three of those things.
I know that Roy Snodgrass's stuff is really good with some history curriculum. We're Sunlighters, so we'll use some of their history stuff. There's even lap books that you can find. Homeschool in the Woods has some lap books where they're sitting down. If you've got kids that are in late elementary or middle school, where they're cutting and pasting and kind of working through, you know, why do we need a checks and balances system? Why is it so important that when we pick a president, it's going to impact the Supreme Court as well? You know, do you have them participate in any of the watching of the debates?
When they were young, we certainly did watch some of the debates. We talked about it. I think the biggest thing for us was that we did talk about it. We talked about it with family. We talked about it with friends. In our Leah groups, something that we would talk about, so that it was instilled in the ability that you could discuss it and still be passionate about it, but yet not be a ridiculous screaming or shut out and not talk about it. You could have a discourse, that you could see things that you might not have seen before, or get clarification on certain pieces of information, so that I heard it from somebody is not your source of information. I just heard it through the grapevine, but you actually were able to seek it out. That's the biggest thing with homeschool in general. They have been taught, when they don't know the answer, they need to go find the answer. They need to figure it out. And if they hear something and they have a question about it, they're going to seek it out. With a reliable source, they're already built to do that.
I love what you said there, though, Derek, about articulate discussion. And that applies to anybody, whether you're homeschooling, not homeschooling, being able to sit down and have a civil conversation. I feel like we've kind of lost that, especially on social media, and people that were very good friends are getting very frenzied. The last question for you, and I've got like 30 seconds. Why does voting matter? Why does the election matter? Why does getting your kids involved matter? Why have you spent the time and instilled the training into them from such a young age?
It's a right, but it's also a privilege. And because of those two things, it becomes a responsibility. And that's, I think, what we try to instill. The point is, if you are voting for this person and they win, you now have some share in the responsibility of what they're doing to their environment, whether it's local or state or government or federal. It's a part of a stewardship. You know, we have a stewardship over this world where God gave this to us and a responsibility to take care of, and taking care of our country is part of that. It's part of stewardship. They don't want to go into an election not knowing who they're voting for and what they stand for, because they feel a responsibility to that after the election.